There are times that I hate to say this, but when I look back at some of the stories we have shared over these past 4 years, there are times I wish we weren't right.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And I welcome you to this edition of Truth to Ponder. I'm your host, Bob Bierman. In just a couple of moments, we have a very special report from Edward Zoll from The Agenda. You've got to hear this report. I was thinking the other day, some of the stories that we have shared here on Truth to Ponder on so many different topics. And there are times that I wish we were not right, but we have been. We started this program in the midst of a pandemic. People didn't fully understand, and it became obvious to me because I'd come out of retirement working in emergency management that much of what we were being told to tell the public was simply not true. I knew something was wrong, and I resigned my job and the great money that came with it because it was simply not the right thing to do. And after prayerful consideration, I began this radio program. Now, a couple of really quick stories to give you an idea of how much things have changed since we started this program. According to a recent study by Zillow, Americans now need more than $106,000 a year to afford a typical home. Now, back in 2020, you only needed $66,000. You don't think inflation is an issue in the United States today? Did your income increase by 40% in these past few years, or did it go down? And did grocery prices go up? My wife and I were discussing that just the other day, looking at our expenses, how much more we spend at the grocery store buying the same things we were buying 3 and 4 years ago, and doing it on a fixed income. The deep state, it's out there. It still wants to control news and information. It still wants to declare what they think is disinformation. Remember these scumbags. I'm going to call them what they are. They were shutting down people that dissented about, well, the way we were handling COVID-19. That was disinformation. You must be silenced. You must be deplatformed. They really wanted to put you in prison if they could, and they did in some parts of the world. You became a criminal. Look at that reprobate, another just dirty, filthy individual, mentally, spiritually, and otherwise, Tim Walz. If you were standing in your doorway on your property after the curfew, police were firing paintballs at you. This is how sick and demented this individual is, and we have people in this country that will vote for this clown. And Kamala is a clown. I mean, she's a worthless clown. Never has gotten a vote. She never won a primary. She's a placeholder for some, I don't know, the most evil thing that can ever occur in our nation. We have been slouching toward Gomorrah. That was a book written years ago. Faster than I ever thought we could. I believe that God's judgment is going to come really swift. And I really believe that God's judgment would be a Kamala Harris, Tim Walz presidency. And the Democrats taking the House and the Senate, we would get what we deserve, a destroyed nation. I mean, we would be demolished. I pray that we have a time of respite, you know, respite. We started this program because of COVID-19. I can remember 4 years ago, 2020, there was no such thing as a vaccine yet. It hadn't been developed yet. People were hoping it would actually happen. When it did, they hid it till after the election, of course, to make sure that Joe Biden won. And then early on, I started seeing some news stories and the way the media and the government under the Biden administration started to react made me think about the lies we had been telling during COVID. And something was really amiss. People put their lives, their reputation, their income, everything on the line to try to warn people. And instead, this satanic, demonically possessed government was forcing people to be vaccinated with an experiment. and they lied consistently for these past 3 years. The truth is coming out. These vaccines never stop you from getting or spreading COVID. We know that for a fact, though they told you that it would. And now we are seeing some ramifications that are very scary. We warned you on this program. I was deplatformed from several places because of our stance, which ended up being true. That's why we come to you to support Truth to Ponder, and I'll tell you more about that in a few minutes. Right now, Edward Zoll has been putting together quite a report that deals with this issue, the vaccines, and others. And I thank Edward Zoll for being such a blessing and a help, especially during this time when I'm dealing with immunotherapy treatments, and it's not always easy to do a full radio program. And Edward has taken the time to put this together quickly for me today. So, Edward, I can't wait to hear your report.
This is Truth to Ponder.
Thank you, Bob. My name is Edward Zoll, and what I have for you today is quite the report. Stay tuned. This is The Agenda.
Welcome to The Agenda.
What's on the agenda today?
What agenda?
2030 agenda.
What's the ultimate agenda?
Is crunch time in this whole agenda.
The WEF have been upfront about the agenda for us.
It's my agenda for you.
With all the current issues on our agenda.
You don't know his agenda.
Everybody has an agenda.
What really sets the agenda?
Someone wants an agenda.
The next subject on the agenda.
The global elite have been very, very busy in their weekend, in their weeks leading up to the election. We know that after President Trump's brush with death, they would not give up with trying to quash the rising sovereignty in the spirits of your neighbors, of your friends, and of many of the Constitution Bible-loving Americans who are looking for nothing more than just to be free, free from the shackles. Well, one of the biggest things that happened this past week that you have not heard about is there has been a landmark study. And I say landmark because it is going to change everything you think you know about the COVID-19 vaccination, the mRNA shots, which were sent around the world and put into the arms of everyone from children to those that we hold dearest, our grandparents and parents. There's been a study that came out of Japan and South Korea that was commissioned when the shots were first released in 2021. Now, they've kept quiet. They haven't become commentators. They didn't use this to sell supplements or to gain notoriety and fame. No, instead, they kept quiet and did science. True science. The kind of science that actually does change minds because it's unbiased. It's clear and discovers things which can actually save lives. Now, the study I'm talking about was published in the International Journal of Vaccine Theory, Practice, and Research. Now, what they found, ladies and gentlemen, is that the COVID shots do indeed have nanobots inside of them. No, this is not Art Bell. No, this is not one of the various good and interesting late-night talk radio hosts. No, no, no. This is a study which not only details that the vaccines, which were hidden ingredients-wise, not given to the public, not even given to congressmen. I remember Louis Gohmert, congressman from Texas, showed me what he was given as the head of the House Judiciary Committee. He was given a blank piece of paper. That's how much these big elite pharma execs care about transparency. No, we don't know what was inside, but we do know based on this study. Real-time self-assembly of stereomicroscopically visible artificial constructions in incubated specimens of mRNA products, mainly from Pfizer and Moderna, a comprehensive longitudinal study. Now, the two scientists involved were Dr. Young Mi Lee from South Korea. She works out of the Obstetrics and Gynecology Hanna Women's Clinic in Doryeong. And then we also have Daniel Browdy, Dr. Daniel Browdy from the Okinawa Christian University. He's a professor of applied linguistics. But this man has definitely shown his prowess in making sense and directing the study toward solutions. Now, these two and their teams were able to effectively show that not only are we looking at foreign substances, or what they referred to as unauthorized animated worm-like entities, which were invisible to the human eye, which swim, wiggle, and assemble themselves into complex structures which cause clots inside the body. Now, our movie Died Suddenly, which you may have not seen. I was one of the producers on that movie. Richard Hirschman is an embalmer that was interviewed for that movie and allowed us into his autopsy room. We were able to document white fibrous clots being removed from vaccinated victims to the degree of 19 to 20 inches. Now we see some of 50 inches long. It's a horror show. We now know what maybe caused this, and it was what Dr. Lee and Dr. Browdy found. Now, both these two scientists said they have discovered undisclosed additional engineered components. Now, these were isolated from unused vax vials for 3 weeks and actually up to 2 years, what the study is detailing. And they examined these under 400 times magnification. Lee and Browdy saw that when the nanotechnology was energized, now they mean energized as in power, electricity, electromagnetic frequency, radiation was applied to it, they came to life, almost as if there's some kind of devilish substance, but certainly doing devilish things inside of us. Well, they were energized in this manner, and they then created discs, chains, spirals, tubes, and right angle structures. This definitely seems something out of a horror flick, something definitely not in reality, but it was indeed in reality. And in this paper, published again in the International Journal of Vaccine Theory, Practice, and Research, they show the examples of what they found. Now, in addition to this, they believe these mysterious nanoparticles are responsible for the explosion of turbo cancer and autoimmune diseases around the globe. So if you have developed cancer, you've developed autoimmune diseases, these two scientists, reputable and published and peer-reviewed, believe they might have found what caused it. In addition to this, they also believe that this is part of a long-planned and funded initiative to create the Internet of Bodies. Now, what this means is the creation of a synthetic global central nervous system, turning human bodies into controllable biohybrid magnetic robots. Now, what that means is those that were warning that the global elite paired with the technocrats in Silicon Valley, that they had a plan to control your body, they had a plan to control your mind. What this means is there may have indeed been the first steps taken to do this through the COVID-19 mRNA vaccinations, specifically the Pfizer and Moderna. What was found in them were nanoparticles, which could then turn you into a literal antenna, something that could be manipulated, something that could be driven to do certain things or be disposed of. Now, there is an additional study that we're going to be getting into at another time, but I'll cite it here. And this is actually documented in The Sun. There is now technology which exists for you to be controlled like a rat for your appetite based on nanoparticles being inside you. There is technology that exists to direct your body to like or dislike a certain thing. And what we know from this is that you can, like it says here, be part of a matrix, be part of a global system. You can be controlled, you can be directed, you can be ordered. And your sovereignty, maybe the deepest degree, we hear from the left-wing lunatics all the time, my body, my choice. Well, this truly is a discussion about my body, my choice. As I'm stating here, there is research, credible research from DARPA and from the government that your body can indeed be controlled like a rat. And now we have found that there was a deployment mechanism that was put into play through the vaccinations to do just that. Now, the other thing that this very, very brave study has accomplished, and this again is from Dr. Young Lee and Dr. Daniel Browdy, These two brave individuals have called for further research, obviously. We want a lot of people to look at the vaccines and the vials, but they've called for an immediate end to vaccination with mRNA until this is properly looked at. And I pray that countries do. I pray countries look at this and take this seriously, because not only did they not give us any real data, not only did they give us absolutely no evidence for the crazy things they were asking to be done. No, much worse than this. They literally treated us and abused us and directed us to just shut our mouths and to go along with whatever they wanted. You know, there's a movie that we did after the movie Died Suddenly that I feel was a natural sequel. It's like a 1.5 at least. It's Died Suddenly 1.5, and it was called Final Days. Now, I'm going to play for you a clip from Final Days, which included testimony from Anna Maria Mekasia, a doctor in vaccine microscopy. She found something very interesting, and I want to play this for you, and I want you to understand this is not science fiction. This is the reality. This is the agenda going into the next century. There's a plan for you and I, and what they're doing is they're revealing it to us so they can get away with it according to their devilish rules. Here is a clip from Final Days.
Scientists and doctors around the globe have started to take a look at what's in the vials underneath the microscope. And Dr. Anna Mahalsia out of Washington State has been pioneering an effort to do this globally. And her and her colleagues have found and observed electromagnetic devices underneath the microscope. And they've seen the technology begin to self-assemble. Engineers have been looking at the vials, the fluid in the vials underneath an electron microscope, brought in cell phones to see if there's a reaction. And what they found is that when the fluid that's in the vials is near electromagnetic frequencies, whether they're from smartphones or smart towers in a house, it activates this technology. They also talk about in this patent section 219 is the gels and the hydrogels. And it says mRNA disclosed herein may be encapsulated into any hydrogel known in the art, which may form a gel when injected into the subject. And hydrogel is comprised of single atom thick graphene oxides. So in Died Suddenly, when you see those long, thin, white, fibrous clots, those are the product of magnetic smart hydrogel. They're called soft actuators. They mimic cells and proteins to the point that they can actually start building structures in the human body, tissue structures, anatomical structures. They can recreate entire systems and organs. And hydrogel is comprised of single atom thick graphene oxide. What you're also going to be seeing, though, is you're going to be hearing the benefits of graphene oxide. The mainstream media is going to say, oh, graphene oxide has these amazing bactericidal effects, meaning it kills bacteria. It has amazing antiviral effects. These are things that you're going to hear about graphene oxide. These are lies. Graphene oxide can be as thin as a single atom thick. But it's also a great conductor of electromagnetic fields. When it's been merged with these non-human proteins that Pfizer did in Groton, Connecticut, and they merge graphene oxide, an electromagnetic conductor, with proteins, biological proteins, and they create these new synthetic agents, they're called transducers. That means they can change the electromagnetic field inside the human body. Graphene oxide is being used because of its great electromagnetic properties. This is not conspiracy theory, and people are hosting electromagnetic fields. We have people who are able to put magnets to themselves. They're emitting Bluetooth signals.
Pero, ¿por qué a campo abierto y cuál fue la justificación? con un dispositivo electrónico como este simple celular, con una aplicación para Bluetooth, cuando se estaba cerca de personas vacunadas, se recogían unos códigos Bluetooth que se llaman MAC, es decir, Media Access Control o Control de Acceso a MAC.
The first three, known as WI, correspond to the device manufacturer's identifier. The last three blocks, also known as NIC, are the serial number or identifier of the device itself.
Uno por uno,
one by one,
vacunado por
vaccinated
vacunado,
by vaccinated,
va a transitar point del punto A al punto
to point B.
Let's
see if it registers. One by one.
Y vamos a ver a qué distancia what distance nos da lectura el código Bluetooth.
The Bluetooth code gives us a read.
Entonces, ahora lo vamos
now
a hacer así.
¿Por qué
lo
like
estamos
this
haciendo aquí?
And why are we doing
en mi lugar de trabajo con esa misma computadora,
no, computer,
salen 1,500
Bluetooth codes came up.
Sí, que pase el primero, por
yes
favor.
Let the first one come,
ahorita,
please. Now,
tiempo cero.
Mads walking
y no habemos ningún
none
vacunado
of us is vaccinated.
Y no hay ninguna lectura de
there is no Bluetooth readings. Let's Caesar pass.
Ya va para allá.
He's on the way. He's walking through. He is vaccinated. The Caesar fella.
Este ya está listo.
Is this ready for the reading?
Tipo.
Yes.
Luego se agarró.
This one read right away. Yes, let's see.
Entonces, código.
So code. D.
D. De Que no estamos vacunados. Y aquí estamos recogiendo.
Here we are picking up the Bluetooth codes
de personas que ya fallecieron. Por lo pronto en ese cementerio,
now, cemetery,
cuatro códigos Bluetooth
codes
que hemos detectado. Obviamente
we
desconocemos dónde están las personas que fallecieron en 2021 y 2022 y nos estamos guiando por
and
las lecturas de Bluetooth. Repito, estamos en un cementerio aquí alrededor, no hay nadie vivo a la redonda. Aquí nuevamente,
right here again, another Bluetooth
otro
device
dispositivo Bluetooth más de una persona que falleció
person who passed away on November 22nd,
el 22 de noviembre del 2021. Ya están 11 dispositivos aquí registrados y ahí están los códigos
there
MAC.
Are the MAC codes.
mRNA is software programs. It is encoding. And if you go to Moderna's website in the Wayback Machine from 2021, they specifically say on their website, mRNA is a temporary set of instructions for cells to make a protein. They call DNA the storage of that, and they call their mRNA platform an operating system.
Now that was a clip from the movie Final Days. You can find that on Rumble. I'm one of the producers on that film, and you were hearing Karen Kingston, who is a former pharmaceutical representative. She worked inside the belly of the pharmaceutical beast and exited because she became a Christian. She couldn't stomach the corruption and the terrible things they were doing to people. Well, she has been a whistleblower of sorts on the subject of nanobots for quite some time. And this, it just, it tracks. I'd say it makes sense. And I know it's tough to stomach, but my friends, my fellow listeners, my fellow believers, it's something you can't just dismiss. It's real. And this is the first conclusive study to bring it forth. We're going to be bringing more information from this for you. If you want to read this yourself, you can check out the died_suddenly_x account, which, by the way, was under attack this week. It was hacked. Twitter has actually been very helpful, surprisingly, on this, and they're helping us to restore it. But you have to wonder, when you're over the target, that's when you're under attack. Another story that we reported on this weekend that is directly correlated to the report I just shared with you about nanobots in the COVID shots was the death of the former CEO of YouTube, Susan Wojcicki. Now, she died at the age of 56, young, especially in the modern age, especially for someone who has the means through resources and access to probably live until 100, if we're being fair. Now, she was killed by the rapid onset of lung cancer. She's fully vaccinated. And her body was found in the same Menlo Park garage where Google was founded. It's very odd stuff. She was found dead in her home. Dead in the inception of what many would say the beginning of great censorship for this program from your pastor here, Bob Bierman. And for content that I'm responsible for producing. I do know this. I see it every single day. YouTube forced X, Rumble, and many other platforms to be less censored. Without these other platforms, we would be people yelling into the ether. I do know under the late Susan Wojcicki, her leadership, over 1 million videos on vaccine safety. Yes, folks, 1 million videos were banned. How many people did not see the warning signs of the vaccines and the damage they could cause because of Susan Wojcicki? Now, she bragged about being on the right side of history after deleting the movie Plandemic, done by Mickey Willis. A very, very good film about the very real pre-planning done by Dr. Fauci and Bill Gates through Event 201. Now, Event 201 involved the Chinese, it involved the CDC, it involved the military, it involved everybody that would later be involved in the vaccine deployment. This so happened to run a drill in October 2019 about a coming plandemic. And I call it a plandemic. It was a pandemic of COVID. And it just so happened the war drill was on that very scenario. So Susan bragged about getting rid of that. She didn't want anyone to see that. She also lost her son in the course of this cover-up. In February 2024, this is this year, while he was attending Berkeley, Marco Troper, her son, 19 years old, died suddenly. They say from a drug overdose, undoubtedly was vaccinated to attend this college, you know, in California. His grandmother, the mother of Susan Wojcicki, the former CEO of YouTube, they call her the godmother of Silicon Valley because she seems to just produce kids that run the tech world. Well, she said it was from drugs. We know this. We know Susan was doing everything she could to have her children follow in the very path that she'd laid forth, the things that she believed in. One of them was the vaccination. Now, Suzanne's sister, again, the former CEO of YouTube, dead. Her surviving sister, Anne Wojcicki, co-founded the genetic testing company 23andMe and just so happened to have access to every top YouTuber to promote the mass DNA testing during the pandemic. Now, there was something going around quite a bit that people were being told, hey, you want to test your DNA to see if you're susceptible, see if your family is at risk, because maybe it's genetic. A lot of people have gone and looked up their ancestry. A lot of people have looked up many things about themselves using this company. And you've sent off your DNA unknowingly, unwittingly, to the very same companies, but sell it to the pharmaceutical companies to then potentially create a weapon to harm you. Now, there was a very interesting committee, a conference held, the Aspen Security Conference, it's called, in 2022. Congressman Crow, and soon later to become Senator Ernst, she and he spoke about how China is buying up swaths of data, specifically DNA, from companies like 23andMe, and they're using it to create targeted bioweapons to kill Americans. This all circles back, doesn't it? Because the official story we're currently being told, at least a little bit, is that the virus, COVID, came from a lab in Wuhan, China, was a bioweapon, a gain-of-function entity that was released on Americans and just so happened to impact Americans way worse than it would maybe impact Chinese and others around the world. It's interesting that Susan Wojcicki and her son and others, that they believed in this so much that they did indeed themselves take this shot, which could have nanobots inside of it. They took it, they believed in it, they didn't fight the cover-up and the avid attempts to say this was the only solution. And unfortunately, they have become the victims of the very thing they pushed. Now, some other victims that we have found, and this was, again, another report exclusively from the Agenda team. And thank you, Pastor Bob Bierman, for allowing us to help on your broadcast and bring our reports to the fine people of your broadcast. There was a story from the former commander of Navy SEAL Special Warfare Training. is out in Coronado and in California, San Diego. Captain Brad Geary has blown the whistle that not only did 100 cadets, candidates to become the most elite warriors in our arsenal, they quit the day the vaccine was mandated. Not only that, but it also killed a cadet, Kyle Mullen, 24-year-old. Collapsed during Hell Week. It was characterized as exhaustion and abuse, but now we know that his bacterial pneumonia may have been from a compromised immune system, compromised by being given the experimental mRNA vaccine. What more has our military done? The sins of our military, I tell you, the sins of the Defense Department to use our young boys and girls, some of the best, the ones that volunteer to protect you and I, the ones that step up when others step down. Use them as guinea pigs. Well, the public has now been used as guinea pigs the same way the soldiers have. A Navy SEAL command has been changed forever. Maybe irreparably. We don't know. We pray that our military has not been irreparably harmed. But I know this. There are countless top officials that have been killed. You heard in our last report, Australian journalist Jane Hansen, dead from brain cancer, died suddenly from aggressive brain cancer. How many professors, how many teachers, how many neighbors, how many loved ones have passed away from aggressive cancer? It's too many to count. There's even a YouTuber, Pretty Pastel, please, that was her name. She was a Scottish-born fashion blogger. Andrea Sterling is her real name, 30 years old. She died from a real rare heart condition. What are we going to be able to do about that? We know that this is from the fact that she had a side effect from the booster. Now, we've mentioned this this bioweapon several times in the last couple weeks, and the reason for this is if you want to talk about things that have impacted society, more than just the election is important, but a bioweapon that has been released on our population to ravage our people by entities that seek to profit, seek to destroy, seek to steal, don't they sound like the devil? Don't they sound like the very force that you and I know we're fighting through the Lord, through his angels, and through his Holy Spirit? We know that the shot changed society, and it's changed your life. I guarantee it. What we also know is there are solutions. Now, we're going to have more information on this in coming reports, but what I'll tell you right now, the report out of Japan that found nanobots in the shot, they have three solutions that they suggested. And I'm going to share them with you now. If you know someone who's been vaccinated, again, this is not medical advice. This is just reporting to you from the study. First is colloidal silver. Colloidal silver and colloidal gold were reported to have an impact at breaking up these nanobot structures. Secondly, silica water. It's expensive, but people that had used this as a supplement, they actually saw an impact to detoxing their body. Lastly, removing yourself from EMF radiation, getting a Faraday bag, maybe getting rid of that smartphone, getting away from your computers, your hard drives, your routers, maybe downgrading your internet in the house. Do it for your own well-being if you got vaccinated. But this is what the study said. It said it had an impact. Again, this is not medical advice, but it is. It's maybe just a helpful note. And that's what we do here at The Agenda. We try to bring helpful notes to those that will listen. And we thank Pastor Bob Bierman for allowing us to share the message in this program. And of course, your reporter, a truth teller, and someone that's always going to fight to bring you the most important information of the day. I'm Edward Zoll, the host of The Agenda and a proud contributor to Pastor Bob Bierman's work. God bless all of you, and back to you, Bob.
Well, thank you, Edward, for such an incredible report. And I really, really hope that my listeners will take time to find the work that he is doing. God has truly blessed the work of Edward Zoll. He and I had the chance to work together for a brief time, a little over 8 years ago, in a different ministry. In recent years, Edward has founded his own work, and God has just blessed him beyond words. It is people like Edward and others that I know out there that I'm trying to get together where we can share resources, so to speak. Everybody, I know people that have specific talents, people that are great writers and can do writing and print and even online newspapers. I know others like Edward, their forte is video. I happen to do radio and I can produce web pages. If we can collaborate during these very difficult times, I think we can do a lot for the work of Christ's kingdom. After this break, I'm going to share some things that are really on my heart and my mind that you need to hear. I have deep concerns about how Christians can stay connected in the days, months, and years ahead. You've heard my concern about artificial intelligence clouding news and deceiving people. I mean, well-meaning people are being deceived. We as Christians need to be far more discerning, and we need to basically know how to work within our own communities to make sure that the news and information we have is accurate. It's going to become increasingly difficult. That and the fact that we're facing so many apostate churches that don't even teach the gospel anymore. We'll talk about that and a couple of other big stories right after we have this break.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
As Truth to Ponder begins its fifth year of ministry, we enter a new era of programs and purpose. Since our inception in the summer of 2020, we have endeavored to bring you accurate and vital news and information. We have worked diligently to expose the political bias and the many lies being told by mainstream media, government officials, social media, and tech giants. Many of the stories we have shared over the past 4 years were once labeled as conspiracy theories. Today, those stories have proven true. Did those who lied to you ever apologize or acknowledge their lies? The answer is obvious. They haven't, and they won't. We are now entering one of the most critical times in the history of our world. Artificial intelligence can monitor much of what we do and say online and report it to both the government and private corporations. Artificial intelligence can create false but convincing propaganda narratives in all forms of media at lightning speed, including video and audio. Sorting truth from propaganda is getting harder to do each day. As part of our new emphasis in these historic times, Truth to Ponder will be partnering with other ministries and news sources to increase the amount of factual and needed information you must have in these troublesome times. To meet this challenge, we will vastly increase our efforts to put all of today's events and news stories in the light of God's world. We will be developing study resources and a platform that does not depend on the internet for delivery. We also pray to increase our radio footprint throughout North America and beyond. To meet this new challenge and to grow, we need your prayerful support now more than ever. Would you let others know about this program? Would you be a monthly partner with us? If you can, visit our website at truth2ponder.com. That's truth2ponder.com. At our website, you can find out how to support us using Give, Send, Go, a Christian online donation processing organization. That website again, truth2ponder.com. You can also support us by making a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio. That's Ancient Word Radio. Post Office Box 510, Chilhowee, Virginia, 24319. Once again, make the check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowee, spelled C-H-I-L-H-O-W-I-E, Chilhowee, Virginia, zip code 24319. That's 24319. May God richly bless you as you help us spread the truth the world needs to hear.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And I welcome you back to part two of this edition of Truth to Ponder. And I'm your host, Bob Bierman. In many ways, I don't even know exactly where I want to begin in what I want to share. Normally, before I open the microphone to record a segment, I have kind of a quiet moment of prayer. Today, I want to do something a little bit different. I want to start this segment with you in prayer today. That God's will be done. That what I have to say to you will be meaningful, helpful, and enlightening. And so, Heavenly Father, we come before you right now as we begin this segment of the radio program and podcast. Lord, guide everything that I say. Purify my heart, open my mind. Allow me to sense the presence of your Holy Spirit as I share the things that need to be shared with this audience at this time. We praise you, we exalt you, we worship you. We know in spite of all the world's catastrophes, calamities, problems, you are still in control. And so we yield ourselves to you. We are part of your body of believers in Jesus Christ, your Son. And so, Father, enlighten us as we spend time contemplating your word and how it applies to this world around us. For this we ask in our Savior's name, Jesus Christ. Amen. One of the things that is becoming readily apparent to me, and I'm sure it is to you, this is not anything you haven't heard or haven't thought about, or at least regular listeners understand this. I'm thinking some of you may have stumbled upon this broadcast for the first time on shortwave, and you're wondering, what kind of a nut job is this guy? Is he a religious wacko? Is he some kind of self-proclaimed prophet? No, I'm none of that. I am just a guy that spent a career in broadcasting, also in emergency management, and a lot of my time, part-time and full-time, it depended upon the year, in ministry. It's kind of a strange mixture. In my work in emergency management, as many of you already know, I did a lot of planning, public information, and understanding how emergency management is run. And I was called out of retirement in 2020 to respond to COVID-19. And I was asked to go to a city and state quite a distance from where I lived. And there I set up shop for quite a while and became increasingly concerned about the disinformation I was being asked to spread. At first, I didn't realize it, but little by little, it started to unravel. And I recognized that there were forces that wanted me to publicly lie to the American people. A couple of quick hit stories here. The Imperial College of London had put out these just incredible numbers of how many people were going to die in a matter of weeks or months because of COVID. And there was nothing we could do about it. I mean, there was no vaccine. It was going to be incurable or if you made it through. People were in absolute fear. I can remember when I got the first phone call in February of 2020. Something big's about to happen. We didn't know. We just knew there was some kind of a flu-like illness that was making its way around the world. By March, things were getting more concerning, and all of a sudden, you could only go to a drive-through window. You couldn't go into a restaurant. Stores were beginning to be closed. Then there was 15 days to flatten the curve that became 15 weeks, 15 months. If they had had their way, 15 years. They intentionally demolished the United States and global economy, setting off inflation, government spending that was unprecedented, and putting control on people's lives, putting control on the things you were allowed to say in social media. In other words, it was clamped down. You had government agencies talking to the likes of Twitter and Facebook and others, demanding people be deplatformed or censored. Something that is unconstitutional, something that those that did it should be held accountable. In Europe, their constitutions also indicate that virtually on any media platform, this is their constitutions, governments may not interfere, but they're doing it all the time. They are chipping away your ability to communicate, to debate, to discuss, to share differing ideas, because they want you to only believe the idea they give you. This is exactly what Goebbels did in Germany. And what they did, starting in the 1930s, radio was still fairly new. And what Goebbels wanted to make sure happened in Germany, that every household had a radio. And so he worked with companies to develop affordable radios that virtually every German family could have. Even those that didn't have electricity, they would be battery operated. And then he controlled much of the content on the radio. If you wanted to succeed in the film industry, you had to play ball with the Third Reich. If you wanted to remain open as a newspaper, you played ball with the Third Reich. The known media of the day, print, including magazines, the movies that you saw, the radio that you heard, all had an underlying and carefully controlled theme. And people, over a period of time, started to believe everything they were told. The lies continued, as I mentioned on yesterday's program. Even as Germany is falling, they were still declaring on the radio, victory is almost here, at hand. And people believed it. We are living in a time now where the deep state, and there is a deep state. You know, I read an article, you know, the other day. Tucker Carlson did an interview with an attorney that was involved with Watergate. Last name is Shepard. I can't remember his first name. But he pointed out much of the same stuff happening to Donald Trump happened to Richard Nixon back in the 70s. Why? Because Richard Nixon had decided, just like John F. Kennedy did not that many years before, that the CIA was becoming too large, too dangerous, and too interfering in global affairs without accountability. Did you know that 7 of the Watergate burglars had CIA ties? Did you know that Woodward was just out of the Office of Navy Intelligence when he was hired by the Washington Post? Does that make you think a little bit about media control and who's really pulling the levers behind everything? And why is ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, and CNN so willing to be in partnership with an evil, corrupt government? Because they're allowed to become wealthy. They're allowed to do well. And I'm going to say something that may offend some of you, but listen to me carefully. When people like Tucker Carlson started getting too close to the truth, well, there's a boycott on advertisers. And what does Fox News do? They just fire him and put on a class clown comedian in place. I mean, let's be honest. Fox News is controlled opposition. To give you the illusion that we are a two-party system, the illusion that we have two different voices that are in the marketplace. It was Fox News that, in spite of all the information that was out there about the deadliness and the ineffectiveness of these COVID vaccines, were pushing it because they were getting cash from the government. Some of their hosts were talking up the vaccine because they were paid to do it and you didn't know it. And Newsmax was no better. Getting to the truth today is increasingly difficult. Had an email from a friend of this radio program talking about somebody that does their own reporting. I'm not going to identify who, where, what. And that individual, who is an absolutely prolific writer whose work I've enjoyed for quite a while, is beginning to think maybe it's time just to toss it, you know, just to toss in the towel. I'm done. It's getting so hard to find real and true information. I get it. Because with each passing week, each passing month, each passing day, the job is getting more difficult for me to separate fiction from fact. It's not easy. It's a hard job. And I recognize one of the biggest things that is a handicap to people in here in the United States, Canada, Europe and Canada, UK, you guys are in bigger trouble than the United States, and we're in pretty bad shape. We have abandoned our Christian roots. We've made a mockery of God. We have taken entire church denominations and made them distorted, anti-Christ organizations that celebrate sin, do not speak about repentance or the redemption that Jesus gave you on the cross. They have invented another gospel which is satanic in nature and evil to the core. And too many real Christians are scared to speak up or speak out because they're afraid of their government. Big tech with artificial intelligence is going to have the ability to look at a podcast like this. If you're listening as a podcast, it won't be long before a podcast could be released and minimized in its results to those trying to find it. Shortwave radio is still a somewhat viable media, though there are fewer people listening and fewer stations available than there were before, and the expense to keep these things on the air and alive is huge. By the way, most of these shortwave radio stations outside of government-owned do not and will never have generators. It's just too expensive. You can't maintain them. If you think that a shortwave radio station's got big generators to run all this stuff, I got news for you. They do not. It is unaffordable. It is not maintainable. The number of people that can even maintain these stations, I'm one of the ones that can. I'm going to turn 70 this year, and I'm one of the younger people. Shortwave is going to be increasingly hard to keep going. What alternatives do we have going forward to stay connected? The internet could be a dangerous and difficult place to navigate. I will continue to use it as much as humanly possible in the days, months, and years ahead. On that, I can assure you. I've got a project I'm working on. Maybe God is talking to you about what can I do. And I'll share some thoughts as we get into next week. There are a number of ways that can be done offline. To have a library of excellent material that takes virtually no space, the size of a tiny book or smaller. It can be done, and it can be disconnected from the internet if needed. Pray about it. There's a lot of work to be done and little time to do it. I have said consistently now for a year, 2 years, I said this 4 years ago. Don't count on the election in November. My heart already knew something didn't smell right. And I mean, everybody had this false sense of hope that everything's going to be fine. And then what a surprise that night. As one by one, the Trump lead vanished at 3 o'clock in the morning when ballots from who know where came out. It's going to be a little harder this time, but not impossible. You have to pray, you have to be vigilant, and you have to be ready. Europe is just about gone. The United Kingdom, 90-some-odd% of those that call themselves some kind of a Christian never attend church. They're not believers. It's fake. It's phony. It's fraudulent. I believe Europe is going to come under God's condemnation. So is Canada and Australia. And right behind it, the United States. Our time is limited. And that's why I keep struggling to do this radio program to get this truth out. And that's why I ask you every day to support it. Some of you do, many of you don't. But I will continue to do it as long as we can. And I'll continue to work on these projects as long as God gives me the strength to do them. Do you believe in the ministry? Today is the day, not tomorrow, not next week. Today's the day. Go to the website, truth2ponder.com, truth2ponder.com. You can use Give, Send, Go to support us or make a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio. Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510. That's Post Office Box 510. The city is Chilhowee, C-H-I-L-H-O-W-I-E. Chilhowee, Virginia, zip code 24319. Once again, make the check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowee, Virginia, Chilhowee, Virginia, 24319. That's 24319. And now until next week as we gather together, I wish God's greatest and most abundant blessings upon you.
This has been Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman. To find out more, visit our website, truth2ponder.com. That's truth2ponder.com. Truth to Ponder, shining the light of truth in a darkening world.
This is Ancient Word Radio.